I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Attention shoppers, Pistol Shrimps Radio presents Mall Walk-In.
Well, you clap your hands, you squeeze your cheeks, you rub your belly for weeks and weeks, and you pick your nose with your little toes. That's just the way it goes, I suppose. Now we got it down, so let's hit the town. This thing's in the bag, 'cause you and me, Mark, we're doing the Mall Walk Rag.
Welcome to Mall Walk-In featuring Matt Gourley and Mark McConville. I'm Mark McConville.
I am Matt Gourley.
And we're Mall Walk-In.
It's been a while.
It's been a bit of a minute.
Since we've walked a mile in our shoes and
a mall in our poos?
Gross.
Oh, I didn't want to. That's,
what a way to start 2024.
Yeah, with blue humor, Matt.
Speaking of blue.
What?
Well, the whole reason we're here at the Century City Westfield Mall is because they have a pop-up Bluey camp experience.
That's why you're here.
That's right.
I'm not here for that.
No, but you said... We said, let's meet there, because after I went to Bluey Camp, Bluey with my daughter and wife, which was a madhouse.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've recovered yet.
Where is your copy of Dianetics that they gave you?
From Bluey?
I don't know anything about it.
Do you think Bluey's Scientology?
I don't. Prove me wrong.
Oh my God, I can't.
The only thing I know about Bluey, Matt, is that the color palette is such that dogs can watch it.
Is that right?
That's something I heard about.
Dogs can't watch certain color.
I literally know nothing else about it, and I'm not sure that I'd want to.
It's one of the good guys in terms of children's content programming. There's something for parents. There's something for kids. It's sweet. It's quality. It's well-made.
You can tolerate it.
The only problem, when you go through the Bluey experience, at the very end, you get to meet Bluey and Bingo. You got to go in one at a time, and Glenn just rushes in like a... Who's in football that goes first in there? Like, I'm going to get in there after
who's
a snap.
In football? Like on the defense?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, probably like the defensive line or a blitzing. She's blitzing.
She's that. She's a blitzer.
She's okay. She's a blitzing linebacker.
But you get shepherded into this small room where you get to take a picture with Bluey and Bingo, and there are precisely two doors to exit. One of which is the exit. The other of which is an unlocked door where all the Blueys are changing clothes. And that's the door that I chose.
Great choice.
So I saw a young woman in just a leotard in half a Bluey costume kind of going, like pulling that look that they do in The Shining when the dog costume and the old man are happened upon by Shelley Duvall.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just a lot like that. Yeah. Anyway.
It wasn't like, come on in.
Not at all. And that I
wasn't
blame her.
So this wasn't part of the Bluey experience.
My response was, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's probably the proper response.
Yeah.
What do you know about this mall outside of the Bluey pop-up experience, Matt? We're in Century City, California.
You recommended this a while back, saying it was a curious selection. I don't think I've ever been here.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Well, you just dined at Italy, which is a massive Italian marketplace with produce and a restaurant and a wine thing, and it's a nice market.
Yeah,
you can just snack as you shop, and you'll easily spend $1,200 if
that's,
you're not
and
careful.
That's just on crackers.
Yeah, great crackers.
You listeners might be able to tell we're using our handheld mics until they get confiscated because security seems a little tight here. The music's pretty loud at Century City Mall.
Yeah, it'll be fine, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's a weird mall because it's basically an outdoor mall, and we picked a real cold spell here in California.
Yeah.
Comparatively to...
Oh, I love it, though.
Yeah, it's a nice time of year, but it's chilly in the morning.
But it's interesting. It's like sort it of is an outdoor, but it's not like a promenade like Victoria Gardens or the Americana. It's still built like a mall with the kind of two stories and the, you know, you can see down to the other level.
It's as if they forgot to put a roof on
it. That's all
it.
The difference is. Yeah, it's the only difference.
And is this the new mall? I mean, you cannot have this mall in Buffalo, New York.
No.
I mean, I guess you could.
It would be a seasonal mall.
That's a great idea, a seasonal mall.
Yeah, but they're only open during the summer, but they are only ski and sledding stores.
You probably get a deep discount.
That's right. Christmas stores.
Matt, before we go mall walking,
yeah.
I got to just run this thing by you that's bothering me. And then we can get our steps in. Because as everybody who listens to the show, if you've never listened to the show before, this is a fitness podcast.
That's right.
Where we get steps in at a mall. It's a safe place to walk around. Sure, you could go shopping, but we're really here to just sort of see the sights and smell the smells.
It's a fitness podcast. You're right. Up there with Bruce Jenner from the early days, Jim Fix, Jane Fonda, Susie Orman. Did she do fitness?
She's a finance person.
Well,
but
this
she's
is also commerce.
She's pretty fit.
That's true.
Matt, back in, we're sitting in front of a Macy's. We're starting at a Macy's. We're sitting in some sort of, what do you call these chairs?
They look to me like deck, teak shutter side like chairs.
Deck yeah. chairs. Back in November, my wife and our friend Kimberly and I went to New York. They participate in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And when I went to go on my flight through Delta, I couldn't use the app. I couldn't log in. So I contacted Delta. I said, I can't log in. They said, send yourself a password reset. And I did. And there was a number in my email address, which that's not, I don't have an email address with a number in it. So I said, I think my account got hacked.
Oh.
And they said, well, just reset your password. Well, I can't because the email address on the account now isn't mine.
Got
so I'm not getting this stuff. I had to fill out paperwork. I had to send a copy of my passport to verify my identity, which I gladly did. I got the account back. I'm going to be traveling soon. I went to Delta on the app to book a flight, and there is a saved credit card on my account.
That's not yours?
That's not mine. And it belongs to a former Ferrari CEO. Because I Googled the name. I looked up the name.
Ferrari Jr.
No. I looked up the name that's on the account.
Because I just watched Ferrari. So
the movie.
I understand what's going on.
It's the modern day. Well, it's the disgraced CEO. He was convicted of tax evasion and fraud because he was selling luxury cars and not paying taxes on it somehow.
So a step up from the main guy just murdering a bunch of people in a small town.
Yeah, this is more of like a white collar crime than a red collar crime.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, this credit card is just on my account. I can't use it because you have to put in that little code.
Right.
So I just put in my other credit card to buy my ticket, but then I reached out to Delta to say, why is there possibly a guy in jail's credit card on my account? This is weird, right? And so far I've not heard anything yet. But the thing I wanted to ask you is, what's the scam?
I would, if I had to guess, I would say it's not the former CEO of Ferrari. It's someone who is doing identity theft as him and walking around pretending to be the former CEO of Ferrari in an Adam Driver gray-haired wig.
But what does this person have to gain by putting a credit card on my account? I've never felt older. This is where I worry for an older generation
also,
of getting scams.
Some scams are just nonsense scams. They're just chaos scams. You know, Joker's out there doing things.
You think it's a Joker?
No, I think this is someone who wanted to travel around under the guise of, yeah. I don't know why they wouldn't open up their own account, but.
Here's the other part of it. You know, I've traveled with this airline quite a bit and I have miles and they didn't use any of the miles. I would have thought that would be it. Like, oh, this guy's got.
Well, he's a shut-in.
He doesn't actually have any interest. He thought it was Delta faucets.
He's a jet sitter.
He thought it was Delta plumbing equipment and not.
He thought it was Delta dental.
I'm going to get veneers with this guy's points.
Look, speaking of points, the point is this is a fitness podcast. It's a it's a culture podcast. We used to call play-by-play on women's rec league basketball, but we said we can't do this forever. We can't rest on our laurels. Plus, the league kind of stopped during quarantine, and we got tired. But then we started this up, walking malls, and then we got tired again. But now we're back for one episode, maybe the whole year. Who knows?
I think it was one of the Beatles that said, life is what happens when you're making other plans.
That's right. But I'm, for one, for whatever this is, and we always know we'll be back, but who knows when? I'm just saying, it's good to be back with you, buddy.
Yeah, let's make sure that all of that just recorded. Matt, we're 9 minutes and 50 seconds or so into this thing.
Should we get to walking?
I guess so. How do you want to tackle this guy? Because it's a weird layout.
Well, let's do what we always do and go the opposite way that we always do. Because we have no choice, really.
I bought my phone here because they had one. And then I've gone to Italy and I've walked around in here, but not. It seems too high-end.
This is very high-end. And I can imagine, do you know how long this mall's been extant?
One day.
Oh, my God.
They just built it.
Wow. I was going to say, though, if this thing was around in the 70s, the 80s, it would have been amazing. I gathered by some of the architecture that maybe it was.
It's hard to know. I feel like it's gotten a makeover because it's been around for a while. Oh,
definitely.
I did zero research, and that's pretty common on this show.
Yeah, we're not a research podcast. We're a fitness podcast.
But sometimes, you know, like I would tell people to go to the Citadel episode of Mall Walkin' where we were given the lay of the land by the people in charge.
Of all our episodes, I would say don't go to that one.
Is that right? I mean, we did have permission. The other part of this is we don't have permission.
The sanctioned episodes aren't as fun as the rebel episodes.
And I want people, I feel like I've said this before on the show, but people have said we're trying to get kicked out and we're not.
No, we're absolutely not. It's here's the thing. We do not want to get kicked out. We do not want to get the attention of security, but at the same time, we don't want to hide who we are.
No, I should be able to, as people say, live my best life.
That's right. Now, speaking of this, I think this is the third speaking of segue I've used so far of Macy's. I recently went to the Macy's in South Lake District.
Was it a Pasadena. Pop-up? Was it a Macy's pop-up experience?
No, it's the opposite of. It's a former Bullocks from 1947. It's absolutely incredible. I've been there before, but I really dug in this time.
What's a Bullocks?
A Bullocks is a bygone department store that was kind of a mostly high-end department store.
Okay.
This place, they
priced themselves out of existence?
I'm not sure, but it stopped being a Bullocks in the 90s and then the building became a registered like historical building.
Oh, sure.
And so it retained a lot of its original 1947 features and fixtures, and it's incredible.
And lead paint?
I'm certain it did.
Yeah.
It still sells lead paint in its home department.
That's protected by historical societies everywhere.
Speaking of sanctioned, that maybe because that's a historical landmark, they might let us come in there and do an episode. It's a huge Macy's. We could do a full episode in there, and I could take you through some of the little quirks and interesting features held over from there.
You just pitched that to me like you are sort of like living there part-time.
I wish I would. You know, they've got a children's barbershop that is unchanged from the 40s. That's nautical themed, and it's just glassed off, and you can look at it like a museum. They don't even operate it anymore.
If you're going to get a haircut, I suggest you let an adult do it.
No, I want a child. I want the Doogie Howser of hairstyle. I want the Doogie Childer.
Doogie Childer?
I want the Doogie Howser of Chaz Dean's to cut my hair.
Chaz Dean is LA's predominant hairstylist.
Billboard hairstylist.
Lots of billboards here.
He always has that one coming down Western, you know?
Do you think he owns billboards and then got into haircuts?
The haircutting's just a hobby. He's a billboard magnet.
Or do you think maybe he went like, I can spend X amount of money on a TV commercial that'll air this much, or I can just have billboards. The money goes further with a billboard.
He does both.
He has TV commercials? Oh, he does have TV. You're right.
Look, we promised minutes ago that we'd get up and mall walk, and here
I'm
we
having,
are sitting.
I'm having fun mall sitting, to be honest
too.
With you.
There's nothing mall
yeah, here. Look up Chaz Dean there on the old internet and see if you can
find
some commercials.
Yeah, he's a particular looking fellow.
Yeah, you're going to get a specific haircut with Chaz.
And it changes. Every time he changes the billboard, he's got a different look. And I don't just mean fashion. He's changed hair, color, face, everything.
Yeah.
He's the chameleon of the Doogie Howsers of the Chaz Deans.
But he's an adult.
Yes.
You want a kid Chaz Dean.
I want the Doogie Howser of Chaz Deans.
I mean, that's a tall order.
It should be pretty short.
Let's get to walking.
Okay. Let's head this way.
We're at Macy's and we're on level
something
two.
Fell. Uh-oh. I heard something fall.
It's my marker.
Okay, a pen, yeah.
I have a Sharpie because
we're on level two. We're at the Macy's Eataly hub.
I have a Sharpie because I plan on defacing some stuff while we're here, Matt.
Oh, I have a blowtorch for that.
Great.
Hey, I thought of since we haven't been together in a while, I thought of another lesser, later, and lamer song.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Somewhere Down the Crazy River by Robbie Robertson. Do you remember that one?
No.
Catch the blue train all the way to Kokomo. Somewhere down the crazy river. It was a radio hit on Adult Album Alternative.
And what do you think Robbie Robertson's greatest achievement is? Just for contrast.
Other than the band? Like any song in the band?
Yeah, I mean, is it... Yeah.
I guess probably The Weight.
Take a Load Off, Annie?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? Hi. Is this a...
How's it going? What is this?
Who knows? Dreamscape?
What is this?
What are we doing here?
What is this?
It's virtual reality
cinematic experience. This is Dreamscape. Hi, we're doing a podcast called Mall Walking.
We
How
walk
are you guys?
Around malls and check them out. Hi. This is deluxe.
Wait, is it like virtual reality, but it's relaxing? Are you?
Is any of it not relaxing?
Yeah, some of it's more suspenseful than others.
Okay, like see.
Curse of the Lost Pearl. Oh, these screens are polarized. I got to take off my sunglasses. Whoa.
Is the twist in Alien Zoo that we are in the zoo and the animals are watching us? Look at this.
Is the twist in the Clockwork Forest that it's actually the Forest Work Clock Store?
Probably.
How long are these? Oh. Are there any that are good for children? Dragons. Yeah
kids love dragons.
Wow. Well, thanks, guys.
Very cool.
Have a good day.
Dreamscape. Catch the fever. No comment coming out of here.
I don't know.
One of the most disorienting things for me about the Century City Mall is that if you enter a place like Dreamscape and then you come out into the blazing low winter sun only on AMC, you get hit with that sunlight. And you're smart to wear sunglasses, Matt.
Not since Netflix's Lilyhammer have I seen such a low winter sun.
Did you ever watch Low Winter Sun?
I think I might have started it, but didn't.
Maybe we should do later, lesser, and lamer AMC drama and watch Low Winter Sun and do a watch-along podcast.
Oh, that sounds dreadful.
A lot of toys here. It's squishable.
Yeah, squishable.
Do you think this store was meant to be called Typo?
It was meant to be called Type, but ironically...
They screwed it up. Yeah. A lot of stationery stuff. There's some nice stores here, Matt, and I got to tell you, we've been in a handful of malls over the last year. Wow. I've never heard of half of these stores.
No, Venus et Fleur?
That's a French flower place. How you doing? They're waving. You want to go look at some flowers?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Is it okay if we talk to you?
What? Yes, we're doing a podcast called Mall Walking. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Where are we?
So we're in Venus E. Floor, Century City, full of roses. All are real. They're just preserved with natural oils and wax. People think they're fake.
I don't think these are fake. It smells real.
They're
gorgeous. We got red roses, pink roses.
Whoa, look at that. What do you mean it lasts for a year? Because it's in some kind of...
6 years.
Up to. You're kidding. And do they always come in this mushroom shape?
So they come in a variety of shapes.
Okay.
Classic boxes, suede, plastic. We have marble box.
A suede box of roses.
Wow.
It looks like you two are having the time of your life in here, by the way.
I know. You guys seem like you have fun together.
It's not so many people coming in here mad about roses. Like either in love, celebrating, or just replenishing the house.
Is this the calm before the storm? Because in about a month, it's going to go bonkers in here, right?
Hold on. One second.
What?
I'm coming in. I'm pissed about roses. I'm furious. Change my mind. God, I love begonias. I love daisies. I hate roses. I have to tell you, I do kind of hate roses because my parents owned a Conroy's Flowers. Mm. And growing up, I always had to work on Valentine's Day. And it was all roses all the time.
You had a lover. You had to step away.
I had no lover? Look at me.
I don't believe that. Look, I don't believe that.
Well, thank you.
Stop by this store if you're ever in Century City. Get yourself some preserved roses.
I'll tell you what, even if you don't want roses, just stop in for the charming company here. Yeah, you guys have been wonderful.
I love to represent. Now, we do have things other than roses. We have hydrangeas, calla lilies, orchids.
In your face, rose hater.
So we do have a variety, you know. It's just not just roses. And soon we're coming out with sunflowers.
Oh.
Okay.
When can we expect that?
No, you know, to be announced.
None your business. None your business.
We're gonna leave you on a cliffhanger.
Oh my God! All right. Well, there you heard it here first, or maybe they've said it other places first. I don't know.
Exclusively at Venus Floor.
Well, this is the top mall walking podcast. I don't know that there's another one.
Yeah.
So we're number one.
Yeah.
Great.
This is gonna be big for you guys. We have dozens of listeners. Yeah.
If you're listening, follow me at Woe Mug.
What's it called?
What is it?
Woe Mug, because I woe the people. Oh. WHOAAMUGG.
Oh, is Mug your name?
No, so it's Manny, but we'll go by Woe Mug.
What's the mug come from?
The face.
Oh, your mug.
Whoa. Okay. It's like, whoa.
Woe the people with the mug.
Oh, but it's two G's.
two G's.
Whoa Mug.
Okay, check out Woe Mug.
And we got to walk down to Container Store and see if we can get some containers to put all these roses in when we leave.
I know. Wow. Well, they come with their containers.
I know, but I'm going to get 50 of them.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to put them in a cart.
What's the biggest I could get?
Probably that
five-year
right
set
there?
Of roses.
Oh, wait. Oh. We got to go deep into the store.
Oh, there's a whole lounge back here.
Oh, this sofa's made of roses. Weird.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
But what do you do with these?
Can I take a photo of this?
Yeah. Do you?
So they put these items in their home. Your closet space.
Hang on. I got to figure out how technology works. Love it. Look at that. Come on.
Wow.
So a lot of people put it in their entryway. So, you know, the round tables and the staircase of the room.
Yeah.
Put it on the round table in the middle and it just sits.
That's the knock on fresh flowers, isn't it? They last, what, 6-7 hours if you're lucky?
Yeah.
So I do have this as well. I'll show you one thing.
Okay. Yeah.
I have a big following.
Oh.
So, traveler, influencer.
Look at that.
Look, is that you?
Oh, that, yeah. Whoa, look that mug.
I switch up the hair.
Whoa, mug, you got it going on in whatever way
look
you want.
Look at that huge. Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
That's wild.
Okay.
So we have all type of things.
Okay. That's
traveler,
great.
Will travel. And then we have Susan here from Dubai.
Susan, you're from Dubai?
Real quiet right
wow.
Now.
I'm sorry, I didn't talk too much. I'm shy.
Wow, how nice. So how long have you been here?
2 years.
Do you like it here or Dubai? Pick one.
Dubai.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Goodbye.
You don't have to be sorry.
You do? I couldn't handle the heat.
Do you think we could walk a mall in Dubai?
Yeah.
The malls are wild there, yeah?
Oh my God, Dubai Mall, it's the huge.
How long would it take to walk through a full mall in Dubai?
Like 3 hours to four, and I didn't finish it.
But do you travel those crazy first-class airlines here from Dubai?
No, I didn't. Try it, but he tried.
I did business class. And we got a towel, robe, slippers, shower, sofa.
Did you get a box of roses that lasts for 5 to 6 years?
Not a box of roses, but a box of other things.
You're being coy. You're being coy. I got a question. You got a huge vase, not a single rose in it. What's going on here? That's 20K? Let's wrap it up. We'll take it.
I got to go to Container Store, get the cart.
We'll wrap it up.
I'm not going to carry it around.
I can't afford the roses, but I'll take the vase. Who sculpted this? How much is it?
That's $40,000. It's harder to make it smaller.
This one here? Oh, look at these little guys. Oh, that's a candle?
And these are wine stoppers.
Wine stoppers?
And champagne, uh-huh.
Do you guys
I need
have,
a wine starter.
Do you have... you're looking at one, friend.
Yeah, all right.
Do you guys have candy?
No, I wish. But Valentine's Day, we have little packages of chocolate and little things, mixers for your drinks. You know, little sports packages.
Okay. Is this the only rose, Venus et Fleur, in Southern California, Desorte?
So we have two locations, one here in Topanga.
Topanga. I'm not going to Topanga.
You're the best to do it.
Forget it. You know what? Yeah. Those guys are hacks. They're
shots
hacks.
Fired, Topanga.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Nice to meet you guys.
You got any other tips on this mall? Like, where, what do we need? What can we not miss here at the Center City Mall? Go to Zinc.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay. We'll go to Zinc and get a drink.
What's okay? That's. I wish we hadn't eaten. Well, you didn't eat.
I didn't eat.
I just filled up with pasta at Eataly. Yeah.
All right.
How do you keep that figure with pasta? What did you play?
Soccer for 10 years.
I played soccer for.
I was four.
Okay. Four. Okay. Mm-hmm. How old? Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Well, good job, guys. Good job.
We love you, Venus Ifluel.
Au revoir, Venus Ifluel.
Au revoir.
Okay.
This is, dare I say, some of the most friendly interactions we've had in any mall.
Store for store, we're batting 1,000.
Now, geographically, if you're not familiar with Southern California, Century City is sort of dead between Beverly Hills, one of the, you know, traditionally most wealthy areas, and sort of the UCLA near West Side campus. I feel like
here's how people know it. It's where Nakatomi Plaza is.
You're absolutely right, Matt. I drove by it.
The Die Hard
I started
building.
Singing the Ode to Joy song.
Yeah.
Just humming it while I was driving. You can't miss it.
I turned around
to
Glenn. I said, there's Nakatomi Plaza where John McClane fought Hans Gruber. And Glenn just goes, no, you're at Nakatomi Plaza.
What a zinger.
Yeah.
Here's Zinc right here, Matt. Oh, I don't think we're
zinker.
Ready.
What a zinker.
I don't think we're ready for a drink yet.
No, I'm doing dry January.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
I'm doing wet February.
Oh, believe me, I'm doing wet February.
I'm doing wet decade.
I'm doing soaked March.
Are we
drenched?
Are we going to go to the end here, which is Container Store? Another reason I've been to this mall.
Do you like the Container Store?
I have figured out how to use the Container Store. You can't just go here and figure it out when you get here. You kind of have to measure out what you need.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sort of look at their website.
Yeah.
And then this place here, Container Store at Century City Mall, has a dedicated parking spot downstairs. So you can just text them and say, I'm here, bring my stuff down. And they do. You don't even have to get out. You don't even have to go in there.
Because you bought it online?
Yeah, you buy it ahead of time.
You're talking about curbside pickup, friend.
But they sort of did it before it was a thing.
Oh, I see.
It was kind of a luxury thing. And then I think the rest of the retail world caught wind of what Container Store was doing and said, we can do that too.
Right. Huh.
Anyway, we're still walking. Fresh air, Matt.
Isn't that nice?
This feels weird.
This actually does feel somewhat, dare I say, like a fitness podcast.
Yeah, because we are sort of trucking along here. There's an Old Navy here, so don't think everything.
To a Bloomingdale's.
Don't think everything is high end.
No, there's a little something for everyone. The last time we did an outside one was the Citadel, right? And it was blazing hot. Everybody that knows me knows I don't do well in the heat.
Yeah.
I'm sluggish. I'm irritable. You give me weather like this, I'm living it. I love this weather.
Well, that begs the question, why don't you move? It's always hot here.
Every time I get in the mountains, I ask myself, why am I not living here? And the honest answer is, people like you, Mark.
Well, Budge,
I can't leave you.
That's real fine.
Family, friends.
And fun.
Work, house.
Yeah, you've built it up here.
Restraining orders. There's reasons I can't go.
I got it. I understand it. Just passing by an H&M that's hot and mild.
Hit and miss.
Hold and...
Hands and meat. Here's a Tender Greens. I enjoy Tender Greens.
And right across from it, a Shake Shack. Oh. So they give each other the middle finger all day long.
In my house, I wouldn't call it a war. It's maybe a cold war or a tacit understanding that even though Amanda and I like the other's choices, we have strong preferences where I'm an In-N-Out guy and she's a Shake Shack girl.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if I want like a kind of like a little bit of an unhealthy burger night, it's got to be Shake Shack or she won't do.
Oh, Matt, we got security here. Leaning on.
Got a shining sweater on.
Did you hear what I said?
What?
Security.
Oh, right. Yeah, duck him down. We're going to go quiet for a sec.
3, 2, 1.
That was like going through Checkpoint Charlie in 1968.
Or in 1994.
No, that would be pretty easy.
Still hard for me. I don't even know where it is. Well, we're headed towards an AMC theater.
Yeah. Hey, can we see Nakatomi Plaza from here?
No.
I think it's that way.
I think it's past this building. It's
this
behind.
AMC theater's enormous.
Yeah, this is wild. There's a lot to offer here at the Century City Mall. They're not screwing around.
Yeah.
You want to go right back into the gaze of the security guard?
Well, let's go quiet for a sec.
She's sort of posted there. We'll be right back.
Attention, shoppers. Mall Walk-In will return after these messages.
Maybach, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's Amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is kind of similar to the Santa Monica Outdoor Mall. Do you know that one? Because we
the
went
Third
to
Street
the
Promenade,
the Dr. Seuss experience.
Boy, there that kid's really getting you out to see some kid culture.
Mark, you have no idea. If we don't run this kid 80 laps a day, she'll eat our face off.
So she's like a cattle dog. You got to work her.
100%.
I don't mean to compare your child to a dog, Matt. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, I'm never going to shop at an American Girl until we get a Canadian boy.
I think that was Degrassi.
The Degrassi store. We got Levi's, Princess Polly, Doc Martens, Lady Walking a Dog.
Do you think what is Dr. Martens a doctor of? Podiatry?
That'd
or is
be my
like,
guess.
Could
I mean,
be arts? Fine arts?
If I had to guess.
Fine arts?
I would say yeah. Huh. Ceramics.
Wow. That's ironic. His first shoe prototypes were porcelain.
But they fit like a porcelain glove.
Like a Cinderella slipper.
It feels like we've done a loop, but we haven't.
We've been close.
How?
That's where we came from over there. And then there's a whole wing this way.
With a doctor's
Although,
office?
I think we've seen most of floor two, so it's good we stopped and talked to Venus et Fleur, because this might be a quick tour.
Well, it seems like we're going to go to the first floor now, and I feel like that is a recipe for security. They're really watching out on the first floor.
Oh, there's a Din Tai Fung here.
Yeah.
That's delicious. We might also run into my wife and daughter. They are somewhere about.
Are they just killing time till we're done with this?
Yeah, unless they, I mean,
unless
she's
in a
pretty fussy mood, so she might bail, but I've had no word that they're heading home.
Well, maybe this Bluey thing tuckered her out.
Oh, it did something to her.
This is something. Oh, Nordstrom. Probably my preferred, honestly, my preferred
Nordstrom?
Department store. If I got to get something at a department store, it's probably Nordstrom.
Do you find it curious that what do Nordstrom, Barnes & Noble have in common? I think there's another one, too.
Well, man, I think it might be the return policy that they have at Nordstrom.
It's that most people mispronounce it and add an S to the end of the name.
Oh, is that right? Because there's no S at the end of Nordstrom. It's not.
Same with Musso and Frank. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh. Well.
Now,
okay.
One, speaking of.
Oh, we got another security
lady.
This
is my fourth speaking of steakhouses, one that has an extra S that doesn't need it is goddamn Ruth's Chris. We got to hide.
All right, I think we're in the clear. We're passing the Apple Store where I bought my iPhone 13 Pro because it was the only store in the Southern California metropolitan region that had them in stock.
I bought my iPhone 13 Amateur there, and which is weird. You don't have to pay for it.
And it doesn't work.
Look, here's an electric car called the Lucid. I wasn't even aware of these.
I've got a story about that that I can tell you after we are done recording.
Why? Is it a sex story?
No, it just involves someone that I don't want to mention. Yeah, take
is it
that.
Queensryche Silent Lucidity, the lead singer that looked like this girl I went to prom with?
Jeff, but he spells it G-E-O-F-S.
That's a tricky. I'm always dubious when Jeffs spell their name that way.
Let's see.
Because I get it. In the old days when that was the only version of Jeff available, but when they invented J-E-F-F.
Was there a J shortage?
In the beginning? Say I don't that, think J existed that, in the
say
beginning.
Say that 10 times fast.
Was there a J shortage? Was there a J shortage? Was there a J shortage? Was there a J shortage?
Just say J shortage.
J shortage. J shortage. J shortage. J shortage. J shortage. J shortage. J shortage. J shortage. J shortage. J shortage. 10 of them.
And now with the weather, J shortage. All right.
Jet City woman, try to find a way home to me.
You've been watching Beef? You ever watch Beef?
I ain't seen Beef.
Well, let me tell you, friend, there's very little beef in it. At one point, Steven Yeun is cooking a steak, but other than that, I'm not really seeing it. There's a real lack of beef, so I don't really understand the show. But the soundtrack is definitively mid-90s. Stuff that
like
I
what?
Just went, I'm trying to.
Well,
like,
do you think this will get me in?
No, I think it's past your sweet spot. It's like Bush's Machine Head.
Oh.
So like 97 or 8,
well,
maybe.
I mean, I got some crossover. I'm not a Bush fan necessarily.
The
but.
Big one that I liked that was in there was the Morphine Cure for Pain. I love that
song. Oh, so it's a little on the harder.
Yeah, it's more edge. Like, yeah, but it's funny how sometimes.
Me. I get nervous about that.
Sometimes the characters are listening to the music, but other times it's just, you know, playing while the show, it's diegetic or non-diegetic. I never know the difference.
Diegetic, I think, is in within the world.
The characters can hear that music.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess I should be holding my breath for Queensryche on that show. We're about halfway through.
Oh, I hope so. I hope you get it.
We're on the first floor, and there's a lot of stores down here. Sephora, Studs.
That now, Studs is the brick-and-mortar location of the old 90s dating game show.
Hosted by Mark DiCarlo.
Whose brother was my optometrist.
I watched Studs religiously.
Did
I loved
you really?
It. I loved it.
One of my best friends in high school went on Studs.
How'd it go?
I don't think he got chosen. I don't remember.
Well, wasn't it three guys and two girls or three girls and two guys? And you went on a date with everyone.
Oh, right.
It seems like it was overly complicated.
Yeah.
But what do they do here at Studs? Earrings?
Ear piercings and earrings.
Yeah.
Does earrings really have two R's in it?
Breaking news. Unless this store is called Typos.
Oh, yeah. And that's upstairs. So we know it's not.
That's actually the typo. It was supposed to be called Typos with an S.
Oh.
But they left the S
like
off.
Like Barnes & Noble?
Yeah. They left the S off. Hi, I'm Left the S Off. NPR News. How are you feeling here on the first floor, Matt?
You mean physically, emotionally?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
do you mean?
All of it.
Well, I feel pretty good.
It's a very calming mall.
Despite the noise level, the music's a little loud for my tastes. But.
Well, not everyone comes to the mall to record
what
audio.
What is this? Therabody?
Oh, this is a Therabody?
But
yeah.
There's a mannequin wearing all the things, and it only looks like Jason X.
It looks like a Joker, like the Dark Joker hired a henchman.
That's ridiculous. Why would you ever use that to sell something?
Maybe it's just they're out of space. This is almost a kiosk. What would you even call this, Matt? This is sort of
It's a good question.
Yeah.
It's like a super kiosk.
Super. Only on the CW. Well, I think it's over for us, Matt. I think we just got eyeballed by custodial, the secret security.
Custodial's going to bust us.
Oh, yeah? That lady wants, yes, she hates us. She wants no one to have any recording fun.
She hates us as much as I hate roses.
You came in pretty hot hating on those roses.
Well, I did really have, I have an aversion to roses. I don't give them to Amanda. I give her other things because I learned how much roses is just like a commodity on Valentine's Day. Plus, I would do the processing of roses, which mean you had to put them in the machine to dethorn them. And my fingers would get all sliced up.
Yeah.
Then I would deliver and sometimes design. I did it all. What is this store?
This store is a J. Crew. Oh, it's the men's shop.
Need to do some shopping.
Well, maybe after we get done recording this, we can do that. And I'll tell you that story that I was going to tell you.
About Lucid?
No, about another thing. I like this store here, Buck Mason.
Yeah.
I have some of their items. That's a good classic. They basically took a photograph of my closet and went, let's have this be a store.
Yeah.
Lots of blues, grays. Well, there's security looking right at us, Matt. So this is a lot of security.
We're 5 feet from the security guy right now, just behind him.
I guess he didn't care.
No, he looked at his phone like, that guy's not going to foil any robberies.
Or he was seeing if we are on the Century City Mall's most wanted list.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
If they had an ongoing, constantly updating bust this person list.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Untuck it.
You untuck it. You brought it.
Untuck
I think that
it.
Might be untucked. No, it's untuck it. Right
there
next
once
to
was a man from untuck it.
Yeah.
With a shirt so long he could suck it.
Subsisting on penis through tubes intravenous.
He never had time for a spouse.
That's called a limerick switch right there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to end this one, Matt, because I don't know where the end of this mall is. It just keeps going and going.
I know where it is. We go back to Macy's.
I don't want to do that.
Well, some things are not
negotiable.
People are born great. Some people have greatness thrust upon them.
Just one quick reminder to Macy's, if you are listening to this, trying to get Christina and Kimberly up on a float this year in the Macy's parade. They've been handling balloons long enough. Let's bump them up.
Oh, are you asking me?
I'm asking the universe. I'm asking the Macy's people who are going to listen to this.
I see.
Once we get busted in the Macy's.
Okay,
gotcha. For violating their recording policy, which I have not been able to find on the internet, by the way.
Oh, really?
I did look it up. I tried to see, like, what are we really dealing with here?
Yeah.
And so far, nobody's really said or written down that you can't have a recording device.
What's Honey Birdette?
It's a smaller honey bird. it's sexy lingerie.
Unmentionables.
Look at that. Well, we just mentioned them here on Mall Walking.
I'll take it all back.
Now, you were here for this Bluey experience, Matt. I got to tell you, haven't seen one mention of it. Haven't seen signage.
Oh, we
are we coming
it.
Around it here, right here?
We already passed it.
I believe at this mall during the Christmas times, in this big open courtyard, they do sort of a train station, like a Polar Express or a Christmas train thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think it's right above where we are right now. There's sort of a stage right here.
Okay.
Fun information for people who might want to check out this mall. Yeah. Oh, we are in Kiosk Central.
Oh, there's a kiosk of just Panama hats.
Huh. All right. I'm getting turned around.
Yeah, this place is a little confusing.
They probably want it that way.
They don't want you to get out.
This is the Las Vegas casino of malls.
That's right. No clocks.
Yeah, this is it. See the big screen here, Matt? And then up there, up on that second level, they build a little train station.
Okay.
And then Christmas comes to town. Oh, we have a second electric car store in this mall. Lucid and Tesla. Nordstrom. Well, we're at the point of the show where we've walked so far that we're just naming stuff we see.
I know. That always happens once. There's Good American, which is the brick and mortar store of the George Clooney movie. Or was that The Quiet American? What is What if a movie like that, like Good Night and Good Luck, had a brick and mortar store today?
I don't know how they'd stay in business.
Or like Michael Clayton. It's the Michael Clayton store.
They just sell baguettes?
No. Well, yeah, anything from the movie. R.I.P. Tom Wilkinson.
Do they sell movie used baguettes?
Oh, screen used baguettes?
Yeah. What do they call that?
Like screen used.
In sports, they'll say like, oh, you can buy a game worn jersey.
Yeah.
If you're at a game, you can buy a player's jersey from that game.
It's called screen used.
Well, I'd like to get a screen used baguette from Michael Clayton.
Oh, I have a screen used gambling plaque from Dr. No.
I believe that.
I have a Colt used guitar from David Koresh.
Uh-huh. I don't know if I have anything. The only thing that we own, and I say we because I'm talking about my wife, she at a flea market bought a couple of these like New Orleans Mardi Gras float figures. They're wearing sort of black and white striped. They're sort of French caricatures. They're about 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
They're like theater flats. And they're both smoking and wearing berets. And she bought them out from under Louis Anderson.
Out from under him? That's no easy task.
Well, he wanted them, and she said, I was here first.
Oh, I see.
And he said, I'll offer more. And she's like, I'll offer more than that. So take that. R.I.P. Louis Anderson.
Oh, man. I have a summer White House used Eisenhower telephone.
How do you verify that? Do you have
that one's the only one I know that's verified. It comes with papers.
But we don't know about the David Koresh guitar. I'm having mall deja vu because we've been here already.
Yeah, we're just heading to Macy's.
Why?
So we got to do our Macy's foray.
Why, Matt?
We always do. That's part of the hallmark of this podcast.
This isn't a Hallmark podcast. It's mall walking.
You didn't hear we've been sponsored by Hallmark.
If we got
are supposed to now move out of the city into the country.
Look, if we got sponsored by Hallmark, we would have to go to Kansas City where you and I and Jeremy Carter, Jeff Crocker went. Paul F. Tompkins, Colin Hanks was our guest. Sudeikis did shows for the Kansas City Improv Festival. There's a comedy theater in a mall, but that mall is owned by Hallmark.
The store?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Because they're based in Kansas City. There's massive Hallmark stores in this mall.
I knew there was a big Hallmark store
there. It also has that Choo Choo Train restaurant.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
That's if we take it on the road. And you guys know.
You get like grilled cheeses and peanut butter and jellies, right?
It's not a Michelin star Choo Choo Train restaurant where your food is delivered to you by model trains that circle the restaurant.
I mean, that's a bright idea. I'm interested.
So if you want us to go to that Kansas City Mall or any other mall, I think you know the parameters if you've been listening to this show. We need a private jet and we need a per diem of some great renown.
Yeah.
We need to be helicoptered to the roof of the mall from whichever regional airport's doing the private jet.
Yes.
I think you said something about a steak dinner.
Yes. I like the finest,
the
vintage
classic,
steakhouse.
The classic steakhouse of the area.
Yeah.
And then we need obviously to go back. Oh, look at that security right there.
Oh, we'll be right back. We also, if you're going to bring us out of town, we need to be escorted by security, a team of two dressed only in the Theragun weird Jason Voorhees costume.
I should have taken a picture of that.
Yeah, we should go back and take a picture.
Maybe I'll do that.
We could always end up back in that Rose store too.
I don't know, Matt. This, not a lot of action here on a Friday.
This is the nicest Macy's I've ever seen. There's nothing falling apart about it.
Yet.
Yeah. We're in the purse section.
I feel like maybe everyone's at lunch. I haven't seen a
customer person. And worker.
Yeah. Everyone's down at Zinc having a drink.
And a think.
I like to have a drink and think every now and again.
Me too.
All right. Is this everything you hope for and more, Matt?
Well, let's head back up.
In here?
Yeah.
We're going to do an escalator in the Macy's.
We've done that before. Remember one time we went up Maybe we could break our record. Each time we should seek to time ourselves and break our record. How long do you think we've been in here? 30 seconds?
I don't know, Matt, but it fills me with anxiety.
I know, but humble yourself. Try a little bit of piety.
We're going up an escalator inside of Macy's, and it's filling me with dread.
The song is done. Let's head back to the kids section. We might see another Jeffrey's Toy Barn.
I'm sorry?
Jeffrey's Toy Bean.
Well?
Yeah.
I'm curious, Matt, now that you have...
with microphones in a kids department store section.
Yeah, nothing to see here.
There we go.
I'm curious about this, Matt, because now you have a child.
Yeah.
In your home at all times, uh-huh. who plays with toys.
Boy, does
Are
she.
You here for her glory or yours?
Can't it be both?
What are you going to see here that you're really going to go like, I can't believe this?
I still get the smallest endorphin hit from a deep set department store toy section. Right now,
why?
I'm going back in Mervyn's and I have to turn the corner and go through some fixtures to see what new mask toys they have.
They don't have any mask toys.
What new G.I. Joe toys they have.
I doubt they have.
I told
G.I.
you about
Joe.
That dark, dilapidated Broadway department store toy section that had the, you know, the 13-inch alien doll from the first Alien movie coming out of the box. Oh, now it's all just Cocomelon. Cocomelon is the just most diabolical plot of like Russian disinformation. I'm telling you, something's going on there. It's like cool. They live. What's this? A box of Fruit Loops?
But it's a toy.
But it's jewelry.
This is all
kids
foreign,
to eat their cereal.
All foreign to me.
Yeah.
Board games. All right. There's True Heroes, Matt, which looks like discount G.I. Joe.
Here's Michael Mann's Ferrari action figures.
You have to play with them for over 3 hours. How long is that movie?
I think it is maybe that.
Some Lego. You got any hot Lego?
Hot Lego?
Needs?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I got the Lego advent calendar.
Okay.
Amanda,
you get
got
a piece a day and then you have a 24 piece.
No. Oh. You get to build little Star Wars things each okay. day. Glenn got a Super Mario one and Amanda got one with T.
Higgins, the wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals?
No, Payne, the rapper.
Winner of The Masked Singer season 2, maybe?
Is he?
He did win The Masked Singer. I like that Batman.
Batman Lego.
Yeah, not bad.
It doesn't, nothing about it looks like Lego, though.
All right, we're getting, this is maybe more little boy toys with your Batman Legos and your I Am Groots.
We got a Hot Wheels track for Glenn that she loves.
All right. You feel like you've seen enough? What about this half-drunk Kirkland water bottle?
How much?
Let me take a picture of that just to make
sure. There's always something askew in a Macy's.
Should we return this water bottle to the lost and found?
And then come back in a week if no one's claimed it.
And then it's ours, yeah.
Just sit there, twiddle our thumbs. And
all right. How do you feel about this toy section?
I mean, it's in the best shape of any of them so far. Don't you think?
Yeah, but nothing I'm really interested in taking home.
Well, you're
home.
Not a kid.
Well, you're not either.
Well, I'm just, it's for me, it's academic. You know what I mean?
You got to see what's out there.
I'm just curious. I have a curious mind. I'm like a journalist.
But for toys.
Yes. I'm a toynalist.
Oh, we're going back in.
Well, we're going to try to break the record.
Why?
Just that's part of the segment of this element of the podcast.
Says you. But I'm holding the recorder. So if I just walked out, then what? How would we verify that you're still in here?
Doesn't my little Rode mic record to itself?
But I don't know how. No, I'd record. I don't think it does.
I could switch to a phone memo and then you'd have to not only, you'd have to edit. You know what I mean?
Sure.
We're just doing a podcast. What's your name?
My name's Odessa.
Hi, Odessa.
Hi, Odessa.
This is a podcast called Mall Walk.
We walk around malls.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I like to walk around malls too. Yes, I be hiding in the coats. people, helping them, you know what I'm saying, with their objects and whatnot.
What do you do here?
I work in kids. I'm a journalist.
You're a journalist? Oh, a generalist. I was just saying I'm a journalist, but so a generalist.
Are you a generalist means, like, journalist?
You can go from department to department. Yeah. Is that what you mean? What's your favorite one?
Children.
And is
children's
it,
clothes, children's toys?
Clothes more so.
Yeah.
Why do you like? Oh. I have a 2-year-old. What would you recommend for a 2-year-old these days? Like, what's the hot item that's selling?
Oh, the item? Oh, my God. Paw Patrol.
Oh, okay.
It's like
Paw Patrol,
yeah, like,
everything.
Yes, the kids are crazy. I had this guy come and ask me, like, you don't have this Paw Patrol shirt in like a size 2? I'm like, no, it's only 4 and 5. He's like, can you order for me, please? My son will go crazy. Is it? I'm like, what?
Is it like NCIS for kids?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. You mean like you have to go find missing persons with their clothing?
No, I mean, Paw Patrol, I've never watched it. I don't know anything about it. I don't have a child. Is it like, you know, LL Cool J and Chris O'Donnell solving crimes, but they're dogs?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty much. It is entertaining to them. And Coco Melon. I don't know what
that guy is. Coco Melon's crazy. Yeah. My daughter watched that, and it soothed her, and I immediately turned it off because it was too effective. It scared me.
Exactly. I'd be nervous myself. It's like, I'm used to Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers, you know? But this news, I'm scared.
No, Coco Melon, something sinister there. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Well, thanks for talking with us.
No problem.
Take it easy.
All right, have a good day. See, look, Macy's has turned a new leaf.
Odessa has turned a new leaf.
Yeah, well, she's an exception.
That really did look like, excuse me, you have to go.
Here comes another.
I'm not Macy's. Doing it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Well, I say we go try something on.
What?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like we're one not even of them Paw Patrol shirts.
I'm not... It is nice in here. I'll give you that, Matt. It is the nicest Macy's I maybe have ever been to.
Yeah, which is crazy because like the one I'm telling you in South Lake in Pasadena, the building is incredible, but the Macy's itself is being run like a mutinous ship that has lost its way home.
There's an old pirate ship named Macy's where pirates go to die.
When their shoes untied, they tie the laces and they holler high.
Macy's, the old pirate ship, it doesn't have a captain.
But they fire the guns and still say, friends, we're gonna make it happen.
All right. What is it about a microphone that just makes people dubious? Because hundreds of people today have had phones. They're right. Looking at them. They're just doing whatever. I but think somehow this turns
an
into
air of, I wouldn't say authority, but is it an expose? It's probably what people are wondering. Like, is there something?
Oh, like we work for CBS 2 News, and we're trying to like investigate price gouging at department stores, some shit like that.
We work at Vice, I think, is the thing.
Vice Media.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look. That's it. We're out of the Macy's, back out into the daylight. I feel like we've walked this whole mall, Matt, but we do have one problem.
Let's go take a picture of the Jason.
Yeah, got to do that.
Killer.
Ain't a damn massage chair in sight.
You're right. This is too high end. They don't want people loafing around. Is that what
There's
it is?
Chairs. There's nice chairs.
Yeah.
Of all shapes and sizes.
Oh, you're right.
But
you
I
might
not...
have to go in the Theragun. Into the therapy.
Do you think
story.
They have? They don't have massage chairs.
No,
though.
But they have the Theragun.
You know who has massage chairs?
Who?
The show Beef.
Really?
Yeah.
Should we mall walk Beef?
We could. It's all set in Southern California.
Hmm. What part of Southern California?
All over the place.
Oh.
Orange County, the Valley, Calabasas. This is a cashless business, Matt. So, let me get a photo of this. Oh, I'm getting glare.
That's insane.
I can't really get. Huh. I mean, you get it. If you look at the photo on our Instagram, which I believe is Shrimps Radio.
Yeah.
Could be Pistol Shrimps Radio. We're going to post a few photos. We haven't taken a ton of them. I'm a little out of practice, if I'm being honest.
Let's head up to the Bluey store. I'll show it to you, and then we'll see.
You want
to
end at the Bluey store?
Yeah. Which is the exact opposite of a massage. It is crazy in there. Let's go.
Is it crazy
stairs.
Because of the... the content? Is it crazy because of the vibe? Because it's a lot of kids going, oh my God, it's Bluey.
The content is kind of soothing and cool. The music's really loud. They have, all the workers have little loudspeakers that's really loud. And
all of the workers?
All of them. They all have little individual speakers. The kids are crazy. And then they do a weird thing there, at least the ones we spoke to. You know, these are like 23-year-old young women. And I said, hey, where's the rest of them? And she goes, well, I'll tell you, sweetheart. Come this way, honey. The woman called me sweetheart and honey.
Well, I'll give her one thing. Those are gender neutral.
Yeah. I don't got a problem with the gender. It was just, I don't know. I mean, it was
You don't
nice.
Like being sweethearted and honeyed?
No, actually, I can't say I didn't dislike it. I was just thrown by it.
Because what are you used to being called?
Sir.
You know,
not that I want that. I'm just saying it was strange to have a 23-year-old girl call me sweetheart and honey.
You brought this up on a previous episode, and yeah. I can't stop hearing it now.
What?
For Matt?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
not
crazy.
Order for Matt.
Yeah, they've
latte for Matt.
Obviously it's just, been like schooled on how to talk to children, and they're talking to everyone that way.
For
so
Matt?
So Glenn threw a little tantrum, and this girl came over and sat crisscross applesauce by her and kind of used this very coached language, and my daughter does not respond to that kind of clinical stuff. And I had to kind of say, like, I think you need to just give her some space.
Oh boy.
Glenn is already wise to like
horse shit.
Yeah. Jargon and groupthink and all that stuff. She's just like, no way. Come on, lady. Just let this kid tear your store down. It's okay.
It's fine.
Here it is.
Is it? Oh, I see it now. The Bluey camp. Oh, well, Matt, I don't know how are we going to break this down?
Well, I mean, are you saying we can't use massage chairs for the rating system?
No, we can and probably should.
Maybe
our rating system shouldn't change because this mall is lacking in some way.
Yeah.
But I don't know how we're going to take a moment to...
Did we ever put up a live show?
Where are we going to pull over? Did we ever put out the live show? Great question.
I don't think we did.
I don't think we did either.
There she's down at the end.
Oh, yeah. 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 It's less than what I thought it would be. It's a store.
Oh, no. This is that bookcase opens up.
Oh, this is the gift shop.
Yeah.
And there's more to this? Okay. Looks like Glenn got a scooter.
Something.
All right. Well, I can't get a photo. She's too far away.
Well, why don't we do a debrief out here?
Sure, Matt.
When they come out, we'll say hi.
But this is what I'm saying. There's no... Oh, you want to just do it right here.
I guess. I don't know what other option there is.
It looks like there might be seating there. There's okay. Seating over there.
Yeah, let's just have a seat.
There's really a grand variety of stuff here. Okay, is this good? Do you want to... Have we found a spot?
Okay, look, there's even a little divider for us.
Great.
Should we just lightly massage each other's shoulders?
You got it.
Okay. Should we get a
picture? You know where to put your debit card, baby. Gross. That's maybe the grossest thing I've said this year.
No, it's not gross. You have an actual mechanical debit card.
Yeah, I have
slot.
A square reader.
Yeah, like someone would install a pacemaker or a, yeah.
Yeah, I have a medically induced square reader.
Me, I'm just a tap guy.
Yeah, I know that about you.
But it is just my penis.
We're at the Century City Mall, friends, and it's time to sit down. We're sort of squeezing each other's shoulders. And
yeah, that's true.
Recapping.
Just know that we are technically seated in massage chairs because
yeah.
We're seated and massaging.
Yeah.
And people must be looking.
No one wants this. No one wants this. Anyway, we're going to sit, as we do at these malls, we sit down at the end of our walk and sort of think about and assess what we think of the mall. So...
You know, on the whole, Mark, this is up there for me.
I would agree with you, Matt. There's a lot to like about this mall.
Remember when you said we should go do the Century City Mall? I was under the impression it was like a weird vestige of some old mall held over and an odd curiosity. I didn't realize this was a high-end, au courant maybe top of the line, possibly the most premium mall we've been to thus far.
I would agree with that, Matt. And I do think at one point this mall was a shell of itself and finance was injected into it because, again, we are sitting in the shadows of massive, powerful law firms right behind us. These high rises here in Century City.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of finance.
There's a lot of like, what do you call it? Like econo-terrorism happening at Nakatomi Plaza.
Yes. And when you work, I think, in those areas and you work in these big buildings, I believe a giant talent agency is right here too on this, on the Avenue of the Stars. Mm.
When I was a kid, my dad took me to a big theater here. I don't know where it is. It's probably still here, like one of the big theaters. And we saw Flash Gordon. And that was my only experience with Century City as a kid, even though I came into LA and Hollywood all the time.
But you almost would never come here, I would think.
No, but I do remember I was wearing a Stormtrooper t-shirt and Mork and Mindy suspenders.
Of course.
With a bowl haircut. And I had a toenail clipper that could flip out the little nail file. And I'd be like, that's my knife.
And you're still wearing it today.
And I'm still living. Can you believe that? Yeah.
No, I know somebody who works in this area and you can't really leave. If you want to go to lunch, you got to come here. Where are you going to go?
Oh, right.
There's not.
It's kind of like a strange.
If you work in a corporate environment and you've got an hour for lunch, you can bop over here and grab something quick and go back. I think that maybe the demand of the working folk that are in this area built this place up to something very impressive.
It's as if a whole city was an office park, a high-end office park.
I mean, that's speculative, but it feels right.
Yeah. Okay, so our rating system is... Oh, we should still be massaging.
Oh, sorry.
Our rating system is stores instead of stars. You can give as high as 5.
5 is the maximum rating. 5
half
stores.
Store is a kiosk.
Yeah.
And a quarter store is a massage chair.
Yes. So... talk about highs and lows, Matt.
Highs, there's a lot of highs. There was a lot of security, but no one ever gave us a second look. People were very friendly, including, unprecedentedly, at the Macy's. We had a nice conversation.
We sure did.
I mean, the whole thing was a highlight, I gotta say.
The energy here is pretty good.
The weather is great. I suspect even on hot days, you're close enough to the ocean here that it's not horrible.
There's enough shaded areas. I'm sure some of the stores really take it on the chin in the summertime.
Yeah.
With this natural daylight thing, but...
yeah.
The vibe is good. Let me say this. A lot of the malls we go to, it feels like they're clinging to life.
Yeah.
Or there's a shadow of sadness around it, and this place is more vibrant than that, and maybe that is a testament to the good interactions we've had. Where I would say if I had to work at a mall, and this was the mall I had to work at... I think it's very welcoming.
Most malls are on their way out. This mall is either on its way up or has arrived.
Yes.
With the exception of Santa Anita, maybe those two are the only ones that feel like maybe they're healthy.
Yes, it seems. I mean, you have high-end jewelry stores here, and then you also have Lens Crafters.
Yeah, Old Navy.
You run the gamut. There's a huge container store. There's a massive Equinox gym.
There's a store just for 5-year roses with a guy named Womug.
And his friend, Susan from Dubai. That was her name, right?
I don't know.
I think it was Susan. She was shy. Shy Susan from Dubai, Susan. Here comes a kid. Hi, Glenn.
Did you have fun at me?
You did have fun? Did you have fun today? No, I'm getting a no. You didn't have any fun at all?
Nice baby. I find a pass on the shirt. There's a nature to on the use.
Not a lot of kids have their own theme song, but this kid does.
Every night out of the bath. Naked baby alert. I found some pants and a shirt. There's a nature girl on the loose. Naked baby at large. Do not approach or she'll charge. She's got a rooty tooty caboose.
You do?
And if you see that moon in the moonshine, it can be a terrible scare. And if you see those buns in the sunshine, drop a dime. Call the cops, best beware. Naked baby alert.
Milk?
More? Well, you clap your hands. You rub your cheeks. You rub your belly for weeks and weeks and...
How many verses in this one?
Each so far, they go on a while.
I hope you probably come up with a bunch of them.
Yeah.
It seems like we got to go ahead and rate this place, Matt. I don't really have a lot of negatives. It's not in a fun part of town for me.
You can sit with me, of course.
Yeah, please sit with us.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Part of town is a negative for me. Parking is wild.
The music's parking, a little loud.
It's a little loud, but they probably have to be.
Because it's outdoors.
Yeah. They're compensating for nature.
I guess, yeah. Marty, what are your thoughts on this mall?
Well, I haven't explored it really in a long time.
You used to work here.
Yes, I did. I worked at the old Gulf Stream that used to be here. I've always kind of liked this mall.
We have a microphone
theft. I've always liked this mall, but I don't know. Wow.
Wait, hold on. Are you still recording?
I'm still recording. She's going to push that button, friends.
Yeah. Am I on mic now?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I like this mall, but I never get over here.
It's a part of town that most of the people who live on the east side of LA are not going to go to.
Thank you. Yeah. Glenn is...
No.
No.
We went there recently.
If you need more information on the show, you can find it on Twitter and Instagram, and you can email the show pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com, and then you can listen to the show, which you've already done.
Okay, I'll give it 4 stores.
Yep.
A kiosk.
Yep.
And what the hell? A massage chair.
Yeah, I'm going to go 4 stores and a kiosk. Because so there aren't 5. Any massage chairs.
That's right. That was the only downside. Yeah.
Location and no massage chairs that we found.
No, we didn't ask. We met so many nice people.
Or there's
today.
A sharper image.
There were all kinds of, and even in a Macy's, we talked to a worker at a Macy's named Odessa who just was happy to talk to us. Yeah. Okay. Well, should we wrap it up?
I guess so. Glenn, you got any final thoughts?
Do you want to say anything, Glenn?
Okay.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite is red.
Red, huh?
Okay.
Now what's your favorite color?
All right, she's out of here.
Okay. Did she get an ice cream? I can tell. Did you get some?
I tried to eat most of it just so she didn't eat it all. And it was really good.
Okay.
Well, friends.
Well, Australian Bluey, New Zealand ice cream.
5-year-old roses. Head down to the Century City Mall, friends.
Hey, I got a quick question about those roses. Yeah. How do we know they're not already in their 4th year?
We have no way to verify.
Are they certified pre-owned?
You got to count the rings.
This is Mall Walking.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Mall Walking, brought to you by Pistol Shrimps Radio. Mall Walkin' is executive produced by Matt Gourley and Mark McConville. Associate produced by Matt Gourley and Mark McConville. Recorded and edited by Mark McConville and Matt Gourley. No one else is involved in this production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.